Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Bill Bush out today. He's speaking in Karn. You can always book him at CoachBillBush.com. CoachBillBush.com. Hour 2, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. New location open up end of February at 70th and Pioneer's wonderful stone building. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
You haven't driven down there to South Lincoln,
no,
have you?
No, I haven't been south in a long time.
You can change that today.
Just drive down there randomly?
It's a 10-minute drive from right here.
I got a lot
maybe
going
12.
Down.
Good morning, Jake. I'll drive there myself.
Okay. How would you?
I'll drive you there myself and drive you back to where you need to be just to see the stone building.
To see the stone, and then inside it's warm.
Yes.
You were there. There's a party. You guys had a party.
Yep.
Shindy was there.
Shindaddy was there. Yeah. He was there. Yeah. Shindaddy was in the building.
Yeah.
I'm told today Shindaddy is dialing up for tomorrow's Sweet 16 party at the bank. Whoa. So nothing really crazy going on today. It's a buildup for tomorrow.
Okay.
They got a Sweet 16 watch party Thursday and Friday, Elite Eight, Saturday, Sunday, of course.
Okay.
So just know tomorrow if you're heading up north to Creighton and Norfolk, you know, stop by Creighton because you can watch the Sweet 16.
Thursday. Bill will be back
tomorrow.
He's speaking. And I would suggest if you're looking for a speaker,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it'd be hard for me to think you could do better than Bill right now.
Yeah.
And Bill is a fabulous public speaker. He has a great message, I've heard. I'm not going to give it away, but if you listen to him every day, you can imagine it's probably an incredible. And I used to be fascinated. One of the things that fascinated me about Bill was he really, you can imagine this, Jake. I don't think we've ever had this discussion. Maybe we have. He put a lot, you know, he had daily special teams meetings. And those meetings, his presentation was really important to him.
Yep.
Like, he wanted to make it good every day. And that's not easy to do.
He prepared for public speaking his whole life because of that.
Because of that. Yeah. And those special teams meeting presentations, those it mattered to him. It wasn't just, oh, yeah, we have a meeting today. Oh, what am I going to say? I'll put something together quick. No, he put a lot of thought into it. So I bet the speeches are amazing.
You can book Bill. Get CoachBillBush.com. By the way, thanks again to Midwest Bank and Steve Schindler and Company for sponsoring Hour 2 on our show. 464.
Shindy.
Yeah, Shindaddy. There he is. Look at him with his finger up. Number one.
Yeah, number one. Not the other.
Not the middle. the appropriate finger.
Look at him
here.
With his finger up.
Could be a thumbs up. It's number one. Yes. Number one up there, not the middle.
Look
finger.
At him with his finger up.
Flipping us off. Typical Shindaddy. Kind of, what a sense of humor that guy has.
No, Cindy's a more adult than we are.
Yeah, we're juvenile.
Yeah.
We're juvenile. 464-5685, call or text as always. Again, the story of the day has been Troy Dannon, who, of course, took the podium yesterday and had the opening kind of we're calling it a to-do at the stadium. You called it a to-do 7 times yesterday. Now it's in my head as a to-do. He had a Q&A at the Hawk Center afterwards, which you had the first question at. Kudos to you for asking about 1890 and the collective in general. But we have not mentioned at all on this show about the stadium project and Troy Dannon's thoughts on that. He was asked, as he should have been asked, about his awareness and thought and approach to that.
We learned this, that Dannon needs to get up to speed on the Trev Alberts plan for a $450 million renovation of Memorial Stadium. Do you have his answer? This is what he said. I really don't know anything about it, quite honestly, which I regarded as a fit of glorious honesty.
Yes.
I mean, that was beautiful. I really don't know anything about it, quite honestly. I thought that was revealing in that means that Chris Kaborik, the interim president who made the hire and talked to him and interviewed him, didn't mention it.
Is that something you think he should have mentioned at all? Troy, we got a big project here.
Let's stop
millions
there.
Of dollars.
Let's stop. Yeah. Like we'll
multi-millions.
450.
How about that?
Okay. So I would ask you, should Kaborik have mentioned that during the interview process? Did he need to?
It was a quick process, right? We had to replace the AD, and it got done in a week's time.
Could Kaborik say, that's something he could Google very easy. In we'll say scouting the job after the initial conversation, wouldn't you, if you were the person being interviewed, say to yourself, well, I need to look at a couple things here.
That's not the most important thing to take this job. Nebraska needs an AD, and Troy has a lot of experience in that department. And
I'm just asking.
There's a lot of things that come with that, obviously, that aren't just about being an AD with your programs. About a stadium, that's another thing to deal with. And NIL, you'll deal with that.
As Troy Dannon said, the number one priority is the student athlete. Okay, now let's get into
here's some more audio. Troy Dannon on stadium renovation.
Yeah, I really don't know anything about it, quite honestly. I read, you know, when it comes across the ticker in the morning, right? You read about it, but I don't know the fundamentals. It will be something that I have to get myself up to speed on very, very quickly. I think I have some meetings as early as Thursday starting to try to learn a little bit about it. I will say this, and it's true with anything. If it helps us win, great. If it doesn't help us win, I want to win. And so the assessment of anything that we do, stadium, any facility, any infrastructure, any person we hire, any dollar we invest, does it help us win? Does it help us win academically? Does it help us win socially? Or does it help us win on the field? Those are the criteria by which every dollar we spend should be measured.
Okay.
Does a renovated stadium help Nebraska win games? That is a stretch.
Yeah.
That's a stretch to think that a renovated stadium somehow helps you win games.
How could you say yes that it does?
It's a stretch.
It doesn't.
You might be able to work that conversation to a place where you could say it helps, but I don't know. It would take some doing. Does a renovated stadium help Nebraska win? I don't think so. I thought he sort of answered, okay, you wonder. You wonder.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Does the new AD push forward with the original renovation plan as laid out by Trev Alberts in the fall? Walking away from that to-do yesterday, my thought was, I don't think so. Not as originally planned. Not as a $600 million project. I don't see it after what he said. I thought he kind of said it without saying it. He said, as you just played, I will say this, he said, and it's true with anything. If it helps us win, great. Does that sort of project help them win? No, I think we both agree that it doesn't necessarily do that. Okay, so you have this interesting conversation, and it's been going on for weeks. It's been really going on since Trev announced that project. You're competing. There's sort of these competing entities. There's, on one hand, you have this massive, massive renovation project. On the other hand, you're trying to fund NIL. You're asking donors for money for NIL, Jake. You are. That's what you're doing. You're doing it virtually daily.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now you're also asking for a renovation project. There's these competing entities. Now, if I were well-heeled and I were in that realm, my inclination would be, I want to give it to the part of the equation that helps fill rosters with talent, because that's what matters to me more.
Agreed.
It's more complicated, though, when you start thinking on different levels. We established earlier in the show how important this fan base is. Their comfort in Memorial Stadium absolutely matters. It has to matter. The fans... If the student athletes are the number one priority, the fans can't be too far behind.
Understood.
Because these fans are amazing. I'm not pandering. You saw what you saw in Memphis.
I did.
It was an
incredible scene.
Incredible outpouring.
Yep.
You saw what
Tons
you saw
of support
in Ireland.
By Nebraska.
Yeah. I've seen it over the years. I've seen hundreds of examples of it, and you can never take that for granted. So I don't want to say the fans' discomfort in South Stadium and other parts of the stadium, primarily the South Stadium, because nothing's been done to it for 100 years. Nothing's been done to it for 100 years. Something needs to be done. I think you scale it back.
But what does that look like? So scaling it back, okay, that's easier said than done. How do you scale back?
I am not an architect. Okay,
we need an architect to chime in. Architects, chime in. How can you scale back the project, still do something?
Go from $600 million to maybe $250 million. Okay, so they have to raise, as part of this, $225 million in private funding. $225 million you have to raise. They've commissioned this firm in Omaha to do it. Paying that firm $5.6 million. Okay, to raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard, and I've written it, so I don't mind saying it on the air, I don't think it's going particularly well. They got a long way to go, probably at least $100 million more, $125 million more. That's hard to close.
That's significant, by the way.
That's hard to close.
That is significant.
That go big project for the training facility went to the wire. You're trying to raise this money on the heels of the Go Big project and with NIL.
That's a lot of money in play. A ton of money in play.
Luckily, it's a fervent fan base.
It is fervent, but like you said, does the stadium help you win games? No. Right now, as Troy made very clear yesterday, as he should have, it's all about getting athlete retention and athletes here, helping the student athletes. That's what helps you win games, and I think the money comes more if that's proving worthwhile, that you're winning games and that's working out, then more money flows in.
Then maybe you revisit.
I think you have to start with the wins on the field and the courts and the, every playing surface mattering, then that happens.
If Matt Rhule's program produces 10 wins in 2024, the topic of fan comfort diminishes greatly. It doesn't go away. But it takes a little more of a back seat. I don't know. It's a tough. This is a Thursday. Will be eye-opening for Dan and whoever's involved in that meeting. Because if I was in that meeting, I'd watch Dan very closely and just see what his facial expressions are when it's laid out, when the magnitude of the project is laid out. I'd watch him. What's he think?
Yep.
You know, does he feel, it's very possible, I don't want to say very possible, but it's possible he would come out of that meeting saying, we're going forward. We're doing this.
Here's a good we got a couple good texts coming in. 402-464-5685. Again, fans are very important in this regarding South Stadium. They're the ones that go to the games and sit there.
You cannot take them for granted at any turn.
Here's a text from Aaron. Aaron says, good morning, Jake and Sip. I am a season ticket holder in South Stadium for the past 2 years. I don't see why we need to blow up South Stadium and start over. Would new seats and bathrooms be nice? Yes, but I would much rather keep our good players and win than sit in a recliner or a nice seat. So he says, you know, listen, win is first. Winning is first. Our comfort, yes, we want the comfort eventually, but if comfort comes after winning, then that's a win for us.
We may be overthinking the whole thing. Personal text line from a listener. How about just restrooms and a concession stand at an upper level? Okay. South Stadium, the problem is if you sit in row 88 of the 98, you got to walk a long ways down to get to a concession stand or a restroom. How about just adding restrooms and a concession stand? You got to spend $600 million. You may not.
I don't think that would require that much money. No. I mean, it would require a lot of money,
I don't need marble floors. I don't need marble floors. I don't need my restroom to feel like I'm in a casino. Which at Oklahoma State Stadium, I was freaked out. T-Boone. When you go into the bathroom at T-Boone Pickens Stadium, it feels like you're in a high level casino. I don't need that gold toilet paper holders. I don't need that. They're gold. I mean, I'm not pure gold.
But you noticed it though. You saw.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I noticed how ridiculous it was.
Come on, T-Poon. Really?
I mean, they got money flowing down there, but we don't need that. What else is the text line saying?
Corey in Lincoln says, don't scale it back. If you have to table it for 5 years, then fine, but South Stadium needs to be demolished and the concourse needs to be connected. Don't slap things together with more duct tape. Okay. But he says, if it needs to wait, then wait.
The concourse connectivity is a big part of this discussion, that they really want to connect the respective parts of the stadium with a concourse.
Yes.
Connect.
I agree with that, Corey. I'm completely agree with that.
Right.
So a full Corey, concourse is
Corey's
great.
Suggestion is one I haven't heard. Table it. Maybe revisit it.
And again, if Nebraska's at a point where they're winning, they're at the top of the big, or you know, competitive in the Big Ten towards the top, then who pushes back? Yes, the money flows in. Mm-hmm. Players stick around. NIL is flourishing. Mm-hmm. Money rolls in for the stadium because, hey, Now it's worthwhile. We're investing in a winning product.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something stupid, and I caught myself. I was going to say, can you imagine what would happen with this fan base if Nebraska football put up 10, 11 wins up? You can't imagine it because, A, it's happened, and, B, you saw it in Memphis. You can imagine. It's very imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily imagine what would happen in Memphis if Nebraska were a one seed. I mean, think about Memphis with Nebraska as a one seed and not a nine.
Eight, sorry.
Think about Nebraska as a one and not an eight. They were an eight seed. Imagine if that was Houston. Nebraska was Houston with a chance to win it all.
Yep.
What would Memphis look like?
It was already red as heck for the fan base. You wouldn't find a hotel down there. They'd be all booked, and it'd be glorious.
That's basketball.
Basketball.
That's not a basketball school.
No.
This is a football school, Jay.
From the text line, a couple more before we get to break here. Rubber Duck says, the fact that we are going down in capacity pisses me off when SEC stadiums are 100,000 plus, some of those.
Oh, easy now. See, now, hold on. I'm all about reducing capacity in this day and age. It's hard to get fans out. Now, win 10, win 11, won't be hard. Now, I can lack foresight with the best of them. If I'm an AD and I reduce capacity and they win 12 games, now we got a problem. Because you got a lot of people want to get in the stadium that can't get in. That's a problem. It's a major
raise
problem.
The ticket price, you know? You can overcome that.
The ticket price. That would be popular.
Hey.
So we can't get people in. We're going to raise the ticket price.
Supply and demand, baby. You change your own supply and demand in your own.
Yeah, all right. All right. Keep the stadium capacity as it is. I can do that.
I would agree. Table the project. Don't cancel it. Table it.
Table feels like canceling.
It's not canceling. You bring it up next year, maybe.
See how things go. Corey said five.
Well, 5 years, that's a long time.
that feels like a cancel.
But the thing is, the stadium won't be getting better in the next 5 years, so it's going to be a problem. You know, things could happen that say, we need this updated immediately.
It's not a crumbling stadium.
But it's not right now.
It's not. We're talking mainly the South, but not only the South. The North has issues, too. It's hard. It's hard for especially older gentlemen, older women, I think of my dad, who has to walk up and down those steps at age 80, you know, bad knees. You're a spry young guy. You can do it.
Oh, but I
even,
see.
Even me, 50.
But I see people that are older. It's hard. Struggling.
Oh, it's
struggling.
Hard. Getting up and down those steps.
Yep.
It's not easy.
Before we get to break, are you looking for a job that feels like family? Join them at Lincoln Industries, where tradition meets innovation. They're a family-owned, privately-held manufacturing company with a passion for excellence and a commitment to the community. They have openings on all shifts at both the main plant and air park facilities, offering flexibility to fit your schedule. At Lincoln Industries, they invest in people's success, providing opportunities for growth and advancement. Apply now and become part of something special at Lincoln Industries. .com. When we come back, Bill's not here, but Bill's Thrills rolls on. Next, Wild Card Wednesday, an early break in the ticket.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.